Live game day coverage continues, powered by Learfield. This is the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Welcome back to the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up, presented by Ford and your Southeast Ford dealers. Now let's return live from the Vive broadcast table. Once again, here's Colin Lacey.
Eagles get it done over the Georgia State Panthers here inside Hanner Fieldhouse. The final score 71-61 here inside Hanner Fieldhouse. Joined now by our player of the game, setting a new career high 17 points, 8 of 12 from the floor, also 2 assists. Janiah Lovehill, tonight's player of the game. We've talked about it throughout this entire broadcast, how the game up at Georgia State, 58-56, Georgia State gets the win. That one kind of sticks in the craw. How much does that play into what you guys are doing tonight?
That definitely stung a lot, especially losing about at the buzzer. So I feel like this whole week we prepared and we knew we had a chip on our shoulder. We had to get revenge and defend Hannah.
Coach Howard has always called you the brain of this offense. You've really taken a huge jump this year. What has been the biggest part of your success this season for Georgia Southern?
I think getting respect from my teammates has helped a lot. I feel like they believe in me and they trust me with the ball in my hand. So I feel like that has helped me gain confidence within myself and knowing that I can lead this team and be the brain that they need me to be.
With this being the in-state rivalry of Georgia State, how good is this win for this team?
I think it's good, and I think this is like an eye-opener for us to let us know how good we can really be. So I feel like this win is just going to add on and help us to win everything we have left in the conference.
Naya, appreciate the time. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Thank you.
Once again, Janiah Lovehill, tonight's player of the game, finishing with a career-high 17 points, 8 of 12 from the floor, as we'll be joined in just a moment by head coach Anita Howard. After a 71-61 victory for Georgia Southern over Georgia State, joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And coach, this is one that Georgia State tried to make a couple of runs, especially in the second half, but it really turned the way for Georgia Southern on an and one from Simone James, a big three from Deja Holmes, and then a huge and one from Taryn Ward. How big is that swing of plays for Georgia Southern to be able to make the momentum and make that final push?
It's huge. You know, you have players doing what we expect them to do. Deja's a great shooter for us. Simone's a great slasher for us and can finish at the rim. Taryn, again, another double-double. And then, of course, you just spoke with the brain of our program, our point guard. We needed some baskets. And so, you know, tonight her job was not necessarily to find the assist, but to get us on the offensive end, get us going offensively, and she did that. So really pleased with it. Again, you talked about it before the game. We started out a little bit slow. But that halftime speech again, I don't know what it is, but I guess it worked.
One of the players for Georgia State, it seemed like Tahiah Lyons was a big part of what they were trying to do offensively. 15 points tonight for Lyons, and somebody that came in averaging just 4.5, but really seemed like she took over and tried to be exactly what she needed to be for Georgia State. One, what was the biggest part of her trying to take over this game, and then how do you stop her going down the back stretch?
Yeah, so I thought we did a really good job on Ashley Foster, who had, you know, led them in scoring last time. And so since we was kind of taking her out of the game, I thought Tahiah did a great job of coming in and kind of putting her team on their back. She's a left-handed driver. We allowed her to go left-handed. So we had to fix that and correct that. But, you know, hats off to Gene. You know, I respect Gene. My cousin is one of his assistants on that staff. He's doing a really great job. And so I'm glad that we were able to get the split and make sure we took care of home court advantage.
We just talked about it with Tania. After just 13 days ago, you fall to Georgia State. How sweet is it to get this victory back on your home floor?
It's always great to get a win. You know, on any given night, we talk about it before the game. Like, everyone is going to come out here and compete. And so that was our word today, is compete and bring the heat. And I thought we did a great job of that, especially finishing out the game, scoring 29 in the fourth quarter. That is the tempo. We talked about at halftime we had 24 points. We want to score 24 points in a quarter, and we didn't do a good job of doing that. So glad to end the game on a high note.
Chad brought it up at the tail end of this game. before it turns into free throw shooting along the way down the back stretch. You make your final seven shots from the floor before it turns into free throws. You make seven consecutive free throws to finish this one off. What does it say about the maturity of this team and kind of the maturation process growing of figuring out to win this ball game?
Yeah, we had a conversation in that timeout going into the third, the first meeting in the third, and we talked about being disciplined down the stretch. We want to make sure we're able to close out a game. We talked about our men's team game that just happened the other night and how they were able to close out a game. And so it's being disciplined down the stretch, not fouling, not having taken bad shots, and then doing what we do best. And I am extremely proud that we were disciplined, we stuck to the game plan, and we showed the crowd, which was phenomenal, by the way, that we do have a pretty good program here. And so we showed what we could do.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Colin.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard after the 71-61 victory for Georgia Southern over the Georgia State Panthers. As that will wrap things up for us, it's about time to flip it over to Georgia Southern men's basketball. Coming up, 4 o'clock tip-off will hit the airwaves in about 30 minutes from now. With the Cutwater Spirits countdown to tip-off, Danny Reed and I, as Georgia Southern men's basketball looks to take on the Trojans of Troy. But that will wrap things up for us on the women's side. 71-61, Georgia Southern gets the win over the Georgia State Panthers. This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by Georgia Southern University. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of Georgia Southern University and Learfield. So one final time from Hanner Fieldhouse. Final score, Georgia Southern 71, Georgia State 61. For all involved, my broadcast partner Chad Jackson, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody, on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.